I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. State health officials say Alabama's prison system is dealing with its worst outbreak of tuberculosis in 5 years. APR Stan Engel reports one prison has been hit harder than others.
The state director of tuberculosis control says St. Clair Prison isn't accepting new inmates due to the outbreak, and prisoners also aren't being transferred out. Officials say they've diagnosed 9 active cases of the infectious respiratory disease in the state prisons this year. All but one of the cases occurred at the St. Clair Correctional Facility. The other happened at Donaldson Prison north of Birmingham. Alabama prisons averaged fewer than 5 cases annually each year since 2009. Separately, health officials say they've identified active TB in a worker at the Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance and a student at Auburn University. Stan Engold, APR News.
A vigil is being planned at an Alabama civil rights memorial for the teenager whose killing by police sparked violence in Missouri. A moment of silence to remember Michael Brown will be held tonight at the Civil Rights Memorial Center in Montgomery. The event will occur at a memorial dedicated to people who were killed during the civil rights movement. Police in riot gear and military garb have clashed nightly with protesters since Brown's death in a police shooting on August 9th. Police have said Brown was shot after an officer encountered him and another man on the street. Police say an officer was assaulted, but witnesses say the 18-year-old Brown had his hands up when he was shot repeatedly. Birmingham is one of 3 cities across the world in contention to host the 2021 World Games. The Games are held every 4 years and features non-Olympic sports. Brian Hilson is president and CEO of the Birmingham Business Alliance. If Birmingham is selected, he says the economic impact would be about $266 million. But Hilson says there are other benefits you just can't measure in dollars and cents.
For people who live in Alabama, and especially those who reside in the Birmingham area, to know that our community is selected over cities in other countries is just tremendous. It gives us a sense of community pride that you just can't really put a number on.
The other cities vying for the bid are Ufa, Russia, and Lima, Peru. The city of Birmingham would have to commit roughly $3.5 million to host the event. The selection committee is expected to announce the winning city in January. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our Thursday evening includes a clear sky. Temperatures fall back in the low 60s across much of Alabama, upper 50s for North Alabama. Expect a good supply of sun for Friday and Saturday, highs in the low 90s both days. Expect humidity levels to remain low through Saturday, but by Sunday and Monday gets very muggy again. And I can't rule out a stray storm on Sunday. Better chance for scattered storms on Monday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.